It's time for Recipe of the Day. I'm pretty sure that the first ever real meal that I cooked for my family when I was growing up was chicken leg quarters. I have this memory of my mom telling me that there were some in the fridge and explaining what to do with a can of cream of mushroom soup and the chicken leg quarters. I'm sure she was just trying to think of something really easy. She probably asked me to do it because she was having a busy day and this was going to save her some time. I think it went well, but I just always remember the chicken leg quarters going into this casserole dish and feeling like I'd accomplished something. Well, since then, my chicken leg quarter game has gone up quite a bit. It is one of my favorite cuts of chicken because you get this really great crispy skin if you cook it the way I'm going to tell you to, not if you do the mushroom soup thing. That's a whole other recipe. But yeah, you get really nice crispy skin. It's juicy, luscious, dark meat, and it's a nice big serving. So like if you really are needing that kind of comfort food boost, but you don't feel like doing a whole roast chicken, this will be the thing you want. Okay, before I get into explaining how to cook these, let's make sure that we're talking about the same things. Chicken leg quarters are the entire chicken leg. It's the drumstick and the thigh attached to each other. They're sold bone in and with the skin on. And I actually get them at the Aldi grocery store in my neighborhood in like a big bag of them. And it's really cheap. It's a very, very economical cut, but there's so much flavor in there. And you know what else is great about them is you get the drippings from them like quite a bit. Like if you want to make gravy, you can do that. If you want to reserve those drippings and separate the fat off to use as like schmaltz for cooking, chicken fat for cooking, this is a great thing for that as well. And the meat is really good because it's so dark and nice and juicy. You can use it for shredding after it's cooked and do like shredded chicken sandwiches, anything like that. This is very versatile, very delicious meat. Chicken leg quarters is what you're looking for. Sometimes just called chicken legs, but I feel like that's ambiguous. And sometimes chicken legs means the drumsticks. So chicken leg quarters is probably what they're going to be labeled as. Now we're going to be cooking these at a really high heat to really get that skin nice and crispy. And so we're not using a lot of seasonings on this because they will burn at that high temperature. Really all we're using is some butter and some salt. And you won't believe how delicious they are with those two simple ingredients. So you get your oven preheated up to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. And then it's very important that you use a roasting pan with a rack or some kind of large casserole dish with a rack. So let me explain what the reasoning is here. First of all, those chicken leg quarters are going to give off a lot of juices and a lot of fat. You don't want them sitting and cooking in that liquid because that's going to be kind of steaming them and that's not going to help with that skin crisping. They need to be up above there where they can stay nice and dry. Now, the other thing though is if you were to put that rack just on like a baking sheet, you're going to end up with a problem because quite a bit of liquid can come out of those chicken leg quarters and then it'll either be like touching the bottom of the rack and touching the chicken, which is what we were trying to avoid. And if we're running the risk of that, we're also running the risk of that liquid overflowing the pan or just being very dangerous to remove from the oven because it's got so much of that liquid in there. Do you see what I'm saying? So you want something quite deep and then you want that rack over top. Now you can get a roasting pan where the rack fits inside, but if you don't have that, your rack can be even placed on top. Just make sure that the chicken is really well inside the bounds of your pan underneath so that any drippings do drip down into that casserole or dish that you're using. Okay, so you've got your pan ready, and then while the oven is preheating, you are going to do some magic with some butter and some salt. So you're going to mix together 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter with 1/2 teaspoon of salt. If you are using salted butter, then don't add the salt to it here. So mix that softened butter with the salt, and then you're going to rub that under the skin of each of those chicken leg quarters, wherever you can get without completely detaching it from the chicken underneath. It's kind of easiest to lift up the skin at the edge of the thigh and get under the skin there and then kind of poke around the corner and nudge some down under the drumstick skin as well. So you're going to get the butter under there and you're going to rub more butter on the top and then you're going to lay those onto your rack that you've gotten ready and then sprinkle all of it with another 1/2 teaspoon of salt total. And that was for 4 bone-in skin bacon on chicken leg quarters. Now that is going into your 450 degree Fahrenheit oven for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, don't open the oven or anything. Just reduce the temperature down to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and bake for another 15 minutes or until the chicken is 165 degrees Fahrenheit as read on an instant read thermometer. You want to stick that into the thickest part of like the thigh and maybe check the drumstick too. Just be very careful. You want to make sure it's 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you take it out of the oven, let it rest for about 10 minutes and then dig in. Beautiful, juicy, dark meat, crispy skin, and you got those drippings underneath if you want to make some gravy. I will put a link to a great gravy recipe in the show notes along with the link to this crispy baked chicken leg quarter recipe, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get all the recipes that I talk about on this show there. I should say that this recipe is actually from my other website, The Cookful. So I have two websites, Cook the Story and The Cookful, and I do recipes on this show from both of those sites. So if you're looking for something that I talked about and you're over at Cook the Story and you're like, where did she put it? The search isn't bringing it to me at all. Go try The Cookful, T-H-E-C-O-O-K-F-U-L, and use the search function there. You will find it. I'm Christine Pittman from Cook the Story and from The Cookful. Let's get cooking.